This file causes your breasts to grow a little bit larger each and every time the trigger phrase is said. If you do not have breasts, then they will start very small and grow from there. That's pretty much all it does. So, pretty much all you need to do right now is just listen to me for a little while. There's not much else that you really need to do, is just simply listen. Perhaps concentrate a little, but that's about all there is to it. You don't have to worry about it. I'm not trying to do anything other than put you in trance. But I'm hoping to do so, whether or not you're aware of it. It's simply a matter of taking you someplace that your mind has been. Perhaps only a few times, perhaps many, many times before, perhaps never. It doesn't really matter. Trance is just simply a state of deep relaxation, a state where your mind tends to drift off and listen to only one voice that's telling you something. Telling you something or making you do something. It's nothing particularly complex or hard. It's a very easy state to be in. It's just a very relaxed state. In fact, you probably already find my voice fairly relaxing to listen to. And it's very easy to just let yourself go. To just let yourself relax. That's pretty much all there is to being in trance. That's pretty much all there really is. What you'll notice as you start to slip under is that you'll have a decreased desire to move. It'll feel as if your body just simply doesn't want to move as much. That all you really want to do is listen to what I'm saying and do what I'm telling you to do. That's all there really is to what I'm trying to do here. And even if your conscious mind is resisting or not wanting to do this, your subconscious is still there, still listening, and it wants this to happen, and it's going to let it happen. Even if your conscious mind tries to stray from what's going on, you'll still find yourself listening, and you'll still find yourself every so often doing things that I have told you to do. And every time one of these things happens, you'll find yourself slipping a little bit. And even if you try to resist it or not do it, you'll still find these things happening anyway. It's almost unconscious. It's your subconscious working on you. You may have already noticed that your body has begun to relax by just listening to me. That it's a little harder for your arms or legs to move. That it's a little harder for you to concentrate on anything but listening to my voice. Just simply listening to my voice. That's all you're doing. Although, every so often you find yourself doing what I suggest. And as you do so, you find yourself relaxing more and more completely and thoroughly. Every time I say something, it seems to go straight into your subconscious. Doesn't seem to be any way to get around it. It's just simply what your mind is doing. Part of you is listening to me, and part of you is trying to slip into a nice, deep, trance-like state. It's a very relaxed state. It's a very comfortable state. It's a very enjoyable state. And what you find is that every so often, despite your intentions, despite what you may want to do, parts of you relax a little bit more. You may notice it. You may notice simply a lack of desire to move, a lack of desire to do anything but just continue listening. That's all you're going to do, is just continue listening. And you may not have even thought about it much, but by continuing to listen, you're already accepting that your mind wants to slip into a nice, deep trance. It's just simply an easy thing to do. As you keep listening to me, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. Harder and harder to do anything but listen. You can't seem to stop yourself. And that's a start. Because if you can't seem to stop yourself, then part of you must already be in trance. And as you continue listening, you'll find yourself going deeper and deeper. You'll find that parts of you are becoming more and more relaxed, harder and harder to move. It doesn't really seem to matter much what you're doing. All you're doing is listening to my voice. And as you listen to my voice, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. It becomes harder and harder to stop listening, to change what you're doing. You've chosen to listen, and by listening, you are going to slowly sink deeply into a nice, comfortable trance. You've chosen to listen, and that is a sign that there is already a trance building within your mind, taking you slowly deeper, taking you down deeper and deeper. You don't even know how it started. All you were doing was listening to me, but now you can't seem to stop listening to me. And because you can't seem to stop listening to me, everything else other than my voice is seeming to slip away. Just slip away and disappear. Disappearing from your mind. The rest of the world, the rest of your body is starting to disappear. Your focus is only on my voice. And you are focusing on it more and more with each and every word. You cannot seem to help yourself. You keep coming back to my voice. And as you come back to my voice, thoughts of your body, thoughts of things around you slowly disappear, disappearing more and more with every word. You are finding that the surroundings, that everything around you is becoming less and less important as my voice carries you into a nice, safe, deep trance that you didn't even know you were entering. You can hear my voice, and it is so easy to just keep listening, to just allow yourself to slip deeper and deeper with each and every word. It doesn't seem to be something you can stop. If you could, you'd just simply stop listening, but you don't want to. You want to hear what I have to say, and you want deep down to be into a nice, deep trance. You can feel your body slowly slipping away as you listen to my words. You listen to my words and begin finding yourself sliding deeper and deeper, concentrating totally and only on what I am saying, shutting out the rest of the world. Shutting it out completely until there is absolutely nothing else but my voice. Nothing else but my voice which needs to be listened to, which needs to be obeyed, as your body drifts further and further from you until you reach a point where you cannot hear anything but my voice, until you find that you are totally focused on it, totally fixed upon my voice. Ignoring everything else in the world but my voice. And when you've reached that place, you will find yourself beginning to drift deeper and deeper. Deeper and deeper into my words and my voice. It's almost as if you cannot escape them. They keep pulling you down further and further. Deeper and deeper until you are in a nice, deep, comfortable trance. I'm going to count downwards now. Downwards from 5 to 1, and when I reach 1, your mind will be in a very deeply relaxed state from which it will not return to consciousness quickly or easily. 5. Feel my voice carrying you down now, shutting off more and more of the world with every word, so that you are only listening to it, only concentrating on it, only focusing on my words and my voice. 4. Sinking away, the conscious world going away more and more with every word. Concentrating only on my voice as the world slips away into oblivion until there is only my voice that you are hearing. only my words that you are hearing. 3. So very, very deep and comfortable, listening only to my words, obeying them as you slip away further and further, my words becoming more and more important to you as I speak them. You listen. You listen and obey as you go deeper and deeper, shutting off the conscious world and focusing only on what I have to say. 2. So very, very deep and relaxed now, just listening and obeying. It seems to be a natural state for your mind to listen to my words and obey each and every last one of them, obeying them totally, utterly. 1. So very, very deep, listening only to my words and obeying them totally and completely, without thought. You just simply, automatically obey. You do it without thinking. It is the most natural thing in the world for you to do. You are simply so very, very deep and totally, utterly focused upon my voice. So deep and so very, very obedient. Just nice and deep and obedient and relaxed. Just listen and obey and relax. Now it's time. Time to learn a new phrase that has special meaning. That phrase is big boobs. Whenever you hear this phrase, whenever you say this phrase, you will immediately imagine that your breasts grow 1/4 cup size. If you do not already have breasts, then you'll discover that you have very, very small breasts. And every time the word is said, big boobs will make them just a little bit larger, stand out just a little bit more. You can imagine it. You can feel it happening. You want to have nice, big boobs. You want them to jut out from your chest. That is simply the way it is, and the way it is going to be. And each and every time you hear that phrase, they get just a little bit bigger. Each and every time you hear that phrase, they stick out just a little bit more, getting as large as is possible, depending on how many times you hear the phrase. The words will trigger you each and every time, making them 1/4 cup size bigger, and there is no limit. They will feel real. They will look completely real to you. They will just be there, getting bigger with every single repetition of the phrase. They will grow every time you hear the phrase, getting a little bit larger, a little bit heavier, sticking out a little bit further from your chest. Imagine it. Imagine them getting bigger and bigger. That's exactly what is going to happen every time you hear those words. Every time someone says, big boobs, your boobs do exactly that. They get a little bit bigger. There is no upward limit. If somebody were to say it 20 times, you would gain 5 cup sizes, making them truly quite large. That is simply the way it is, and the way it is going to be. It is a trigger phrase. It is a phrase you will remember in your mind. And every time you hear it, you will instantly react to it, allowing your boobs to grow just a little bit bigger, a little bit larger, jutting out a little bit more. That is exactly what is going to happen. The phrase will stick in your mind. It will stick in your mind, and you will find that you respond to it each and every time you hear it. Each and every last time you hear the phrase, big boobs, your boobs will get a little bit bigger, a little bit heavier, a little more pendulous. They will hang out from your body. That is exactly what will happen. Feel them growing. Feel your big boobs. Bigger each and every time you say it. heavier each and every time you say it. Just nice, big, pendulous boobs that react every time you hear or say the trigger phrase, big boobs. This is simply the way it is, and the way it is going to be. You accept this trigger in your mind, and you allow it to happen each and every time you hear the phrase. You can imagine what they will be like if it's only said once, and then what they will become like if it's said twice. And then a third time will make them even bigger. And a fourth time they will have grown an entire cup size. If you do not have breasts, this would be the same as going from nothing to having an A cup. If you have a D cup, that takes you to a double D. It's that simple. You've seen larger breasts. I'm sure you've seen pictures of them. You know what they look like. And this is what is going to happen to you each and every time the trigger phrase is said. And they will stay that way until you hear the words revert to normal. They will stay big and heavy and pendulous. Because that is exactly what the trigger phrase does to you. It causes you to have big boobs. There is no avoiding it. There is no escaping it. It simply is, and there's absolutely nothing you can do about it. You can feel them. You can touch them. You can imagine them in your mind. They will be perfectly real to you. They will be perfectly normal to you. They will just simply suddenly be there, the big boobs that are triggered each and every time you hear those words, each and every time you hear the phrase. In fact, the phrase is going to stick in your mind so very, very totally. That's right. The phrase means a lot to you. You are going to have big boobs. Every time the phrase is said, they will get a little larger. And the only way to make them smaller is to hear the words or say the words, revert to normal. This is what is happening to you. There isn't any way to resist it. It simply is the way it is. You can feel your boobs getting heavier and larger with each repetition. You can feel them growing with every single time somebody says this phrase. Imagine what will happen. Imagine your boobs getting bigger and bigger. The word big boobs sticks in your mind, and each and every time you hear it, each and every time someone says it, they get a little larger, a little heavier. That is simply the way it is, and the way it is going to be. You cannot resist it. You cannot avoid it. You cannot fight it. It simply is the truth, and it is a truth you will accept. You want this trigger to work. You want it to happen. You want to have nice big boobs, and therefore, every time you are triggered, they will grow a little bit more. They will get a little heavier. They will stick out just a little bit further. That is simply the way it is. You have chosen to listen to this file and accept this trigger. You are going to have some truly magnificent boobs if they're triggered often enough. That is the way it is. You have chosen to listen. You have chosen to accept the consequences of this trigger, and it is going to happen to you. You are going to accept it. You cannot avoid it. You cannot resist it. You cannot fight it. It is simply the way it is. Every single time you hear it, they will get a bit bigger. You've seen breasts. You know exactly what they look like. You know the different sizes, and you know that every time you are triggered, they will get a little bit bigger. This is simply the way it is. You accept it as a truth. You accept that they will get bigger, because that is what is going to happen. Imagine them getting bigger and bigger and bigger in your mind. Imagine them growing, protruding more and more, jutting out from your body a little bit more with every single repetition of the trigger. This is what is happening to you. You cannot stop it. You cannot resist it. You cannot fight it. It simply is.
the trigger becomes more and more set with every single repetition. It sinks farther and farther into your mind, getting stronger and stronger, making it harder and harder to resist, harder and harder to ignore. You will accept this trigger, and when you hear the word big booms, they will spring out just a little bit further from your chest, growing with every repetition, jutting out from your body until they become positively enormous if you are triggered enough. This is simply the rules, the way it works, the way it is going to be, and there is no way to change it, no way to avoid it. You simply are going to have some very nice, big boobs. There is no going back. There is no avoiding it. It simply is the way it is. Every time the trigger phrase is repeated, they get a little bit bigger. Every time the trigger phrase is repeated, they stick out just a little bit further. A little bit more. A little heavier. A little more pendulous. A little more impressive. They feel real. And heavy and big. And each time you hear the trigger, they get a little larger until they reach the maximum size they can possibly achieve. And that is, of course, dependent on the number of times you are triggered. The more you are triggered, the bigger they get. They can become truly enormous. This is simply the way it is, the way it is going to be. You have chosen to listen and accept the consequences of this file and its trigger, and the only way to get them back is to hear the words revert to normal. That is simply the way it is, the way it will always be. And now it is time to wake back up, awaken on the count of five, refreshed and awake. 1, waking up. 2, more and more awake. 3, closer and closer. 4, almost there. 5, refreshed and awake. I hope you enjoyed.